This is a spoiler-filled review of The Commuter, starring a bunch of folks you might know, first being Liam Neeson, Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson, and even Jonathan Banks. So, if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put it on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. So, here's the synopsis as follows, and you can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. In this action-packed thriller, Liam Neeson is Michael, an insurance salesman whose daily commute home quickly becomes anything but routine. After being confronted by a mysterious stranger, Michael is blackmailed into finding the identity of a passenger on his train before the last stop. As he works against the clock to solve the puzzle, Michael is unwittingly caught up in a criminal conspiracy that carries life and death stakes for himself and his fellow passengers. Yep, that's exactly what the story is about. First and foremost, this feels like the typical Liam Neeson movie. It feels like a combination between Taken meets Nonstop meets a NYC Metro North train. That's basically what the story is about for the most part. There's not much deviation from the typical your family's in danger, some bad guys making you do something on some kind of transportation vehicle, and at the end they're going to think it's you because they've covered up their tracks so well that you seem suspect and everyone else doesn't. So for me, that's probably one of the biggest like down points for this whole movie in general, just because Liam Neeson is a good action star. I kind of wish he did other things besides these, you know, Taken, Nonstop, I need to get my family out of danger, I need to solve the crime. It feels kind of weird. It just feels like he's been pigeonholed into this one thing he needs to do. And unfortunately, if you're a Liam Neeson fan, you're going to be like, all right, so what's the next mode of transportation go on? You're going to be on a cruise ship and have to fight out your way out that way. And it feels weird. It really does feel weird. The second thing that kind of threw me off was the CGI. So there's a lot of computer-generated images where it doesn't look good at all. There's a scene where he's outside the train. You can tell that's very, very CGI. And it looks like he's 12 years younger slash like a cartoon. And it makes it very noticeable. There's no practical effects. It just feels very, very CGI. Like, it just came straight from a computer. Straight up, really is. It takes you away from the scene itself. And I'm struggling right now just because it's a Liam Neeson movie. And it feels like the other last movies he made. And, you know, folks are, like, really, really harping on that. And really give, like, bad scores just because of that. And I'm like, it's a Liam Neeson. It's an action movie. It's kind of like the last couple movies he has done. So I was like, if you turn your brain off for that one quick moment, just watch this movie, just watch this movie, there's a couple good points as well. You have quite a bit of action. This one isn't just Liam Neeson kicking butt left and right. Actually, Liam Neeson gets beat up quite a bit in this movie, which I kind of like because he is getting up there in age. So you will think, you can't be unscathed, especially when you're that old, against the younger folks, because the younger folks should be able to put hands on you. That's a little bit. You know, I like my heroes being able to take some kind of damage and, you know, still overcome that. So that was a good point for me. Another good point was that you couldn't tell the character he's looking for until close to the very end, just because they did a good job in that aspect where you're not really sure who's who, and you're not really sure who's that character they're looking for, which is Prim is the name of the character. It ended up being the little girl that ended up moving in the beginning, and then you don't see her till like in the middle for like a half a second, and then close to the end. So if you don't remember her, then you won't actually notice her, because it's a very, very small aspect that they show of her, which was a good thing, just because you're thinking it's the Goldman Sachs guy. And then you forgot that the little girl was next to him for like a good little bit, but then she moved. So that's a good little aspect that they did for that one. So if you definitely turn your brain off, just watch it for an action movie itself, then you will definitely like this movie. It wasn't boring. It has some kind of comedy in it. There's quite a few jokes here and there. Plus, if you're from New York City, this feels like a great, like, New York City, I'm going to work and coming from work kind of movie. Yeah. Just don't go in there looking for a lot of greatness from it. Go in there looking for a typical Liam Neeson movie, and then you'll be fine. So, yep, that's my review of The Commuter, starring Liam Neeson. If you agree with my review, let me know down in the comments below. If you don't agree with my review, let me know as well. I welcome all comments and suggestions. You can find me on social media, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And this has been my review of The Commuter.